The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. Performance indicators are those that measure the efficiency and the effectiveness of the business. Are they achieving their goals and objectives? So profitability might be an example of a performance indicator that an organization uses. Once we've determined whether it's a large-scale organization, we've worked out what type of organization it is. We know the environments and the stakeholders that are impacted by its operations. We now need to look at, are they achieving their goals and objectives? Are they meeting their vision? Are they meeting their mission, their goals, their objectives? So we need to now look at what's known as performance indicators. Two buzzwords in business management are efficiency and effectiveness. Is a business running efficiently? So this is when we're looking at the way the organization uses its available resources to achieve its goals and objectives. Are we using them the best? Are we using them efficiently with the minimum amount of input for a maximum output? Okay, can we use it better? And then we also look at effectiveness. So effectiveness, organization achieves its stated goals and objectives. Are we doing what we're saying we're doing? Okay, are we being effective? So efficiently, are we using it correctly to meet our goals and objectives? Effectiveness is really just looking at, are we? Okay. How well are we at achieving those stated goals and objectives? So performance indicators provide us with a measurement to determine our efficiency and effectiveness in achieving our mission, our vision, our goals and objectives of the organization. So some of the different types of performance indicators that we might use might include, and there is a substantial amount, so we just need to make sure that we are able to effectively measure using these key performance indicators. So a measure might be profitability, which is looking at the earning capacity of the business. How well have we performed in light of our finances in our business? The number of sales might be another key performance indicator we might use, or percentage of market share. Rate of productivity growth is measuring the change in productivity in relation to previous years. So productivity is making sure that we're using, getting maximum output with minimum input. Okay, how well are we using our resources? And links very well with efficiency. We might look at customer and staff satisfaction as a performance indicator. We might look at our staff turnover. How often are our staff leaving our business? We might look at a number of customer complaints. How often are customers complaining? Okay, has the number changed against previous years? The level of wastage, the number of workplace accidents. Now, we can look at all these numbers, which is all fine, but the real reality of the situation is, if we receive six complaints from our customers, is that good or bad? We really don't know. So we've got to use a strategy known as benchmarking. The simplest terms, benchmarking is comparing. Okay, just giving you the number of six, you don't know whether it's good or bad. So we need to benchmark it against something. So benchmarking is comparing it against a previous result. So it might be the prior year result, or a budgeted result, or the industry average. Okay, or some other kind of measure that we can use to say, yes, that is good, or no, that is bad or unfavorable. One good benchmark a large-scale organization could compare themselves against is another large-scale organization that is considered to be best practice in the industry in which the large-scale organization operates. A best practice organization is the market leader. It is the one that is the achieving the best outcomes, the most efficient, the most effective in what they do. So that ultimately should be the comparison in which your business is making. How do you compare against the best in the business? Now, performance indicators it's really important that you refer to the study design carefully, because there is a list there of all the required performance indicators for the business management study. Only those ones listed on the study design can appear in the exam, so make sure you refer carefully to that study design document to prepare for that. As you can see from this series of podcasts, there is a number of things we need to consider for large-scale organizations. And like I said, everything we've covered in this is going to come back, and we're going to look at it again and again and again throughout the year. So you're going to be hearing performance indicators to death. You're going to be looking at objectives to death. You're going to be looking at stakeholders and their impact and environments and mission and vision throughout the year. So make sure you refer back to your textbook. Make sure you refer to any notes you've taken in class. Clarify and understand what you are looking at here in this first area of study, which is looking at large-scale organizations in context. When we're looking at the exam, Area Study 1 does usually have some focus in the exam, normally in those preliminary sort of questions like defining a large-scale organization or what is a stakeholder or what is a mission and vision statement, etc. But like I said, it permeates the rest of the coursework, so you're going to get questions that involve other areas of study linking back to this Area Study 1. So as you're studying, make sure you just refer back to this first area of study so you can clarify and get it clear in your head what exactly is happening in business management. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon. Let's get down to business.